He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning. It's 12/12/2017. Just, 22 shopping days until Christmas. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where it was 81 degrees as I headed home from work yesterday. Very, very nice. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson. Stephen, do I have you?
I am here.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And sounds good. I'm trying Skype out today to do my part of the show. We'll find out how the sound quality is. I'm sure if it's not any good, we'll hear. But right now we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 83 points. And that puts the Dow at 24,468. Meanwhile, over at the NASDAQ was down this morning about 15 points. It's now pulled back to even. Even Steven is where we're at on the NASDAQ right now. We're at 6,875. We've got the S&P 500 up about 3 points, call it. S&P at 2,662. We've got the Russell 2000 up a little bit today. It's up a quarter of a point. Crude oil is down 23 cents. And right now we've got that crude oil. This is where all of our Dallas listeners perk up, Stephen. They want to know where crude's trading at. $57.76. And, of course, down in Sarasota, they want to know where gold's trading. Yeah. All that jewelry they wear, we're at $1,238.40 on gold. Gold has not been a good investment here. Bitcoin. Can you wear Bitcoin around your neck? Can you make bracelets out of Bitcoin?
I
think
yet.
Bitcoin is the new gold. And finally, we've got the 10-year at 2.40. One last one, the VIX. The VIX is at 9.57. Volatility absent from this market. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We're down here in the southwest corner of the United States. I am headed to the southeast corner of the United States later today for a couple of weeks back in the Charleston, South Carolina area, the Florida area, the Atlanta area, where I can serve those two markets from my base there in Charleston. We have family in Charleston. Going to spend a little time back there for the holidays with my lovely wife, and I'll be doing my part of the show from Charleston over the next couple of weeks up until Christmas, and Stephen will be holding down the fort here in the Carlsbad headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we saw new highs in the market yesterday, and Stephen, would it be fair to say that we've seen a decent rebound in the technology sector?
We have. Not a full rebound. It hasn't gotten back to where it was, but it's starting to move up back that way.
Yes, definitely. And, I do note still quite a bit of weakness in the semiconductors. I do note that there's still strength in the financials. And funny enough, we actually sold a semiconductor stock yesterday, which I want to talk about today, because I think there's a rich lesson in there somewhere as to what causes me to sell a stock, number one. And number two, we actually replaced it with the financial stock. And we weren't doing it just to be doing it, just to be rotating like the rest or like some of these big institutions are doing. It, but I did it for a very specific reason, and I want to go through that reason here and teach a little lesson today on when to sell and when to buy in today's show, because I think that's really, really important. You know, I talked to someone yesterday. When the market closes, I like to make my phone calls, and I talked to somebody yesterday that has just been selling and buying and selling and buying and selling and buying and really not having any kind of method to their madness. I don't know of any better word to call that kind of behavior than madness. Look, you can't treat the market with madness. Let me give you another a word that begins with M that makes much more sense than madness. Stephen, do you think it's fair to say that what we do around here is methodical?
Yes. That's a good word for
measured,
it.
Measured. Methodical. You know, there's days we were talking about, I got a ride from Stephen to work today because I'm leaving for the airport later on this afternoon. And we were talking about going through that database every single day in a very methodical manner. A through Z, 5,500. Not that I look at every single, well, I do look at every single one of them, but I don't stop and pause on the ones that are ranked number 5,450 unless there's a reason to. And, you know, this morning, Stephen brought up the stock Disney. He says, you know, Disney, that's a good chart on Disney. And it is. And I looked into Disney, and I said, but it only has 46% upside potential, and it's ranked number 1,291 in my database. I just can't bring myself to buying Disney. I know it's a powerhouse. I know they're cutting their exposure to ESPN. They're starting their own streaming service to compete with Netflix. I know how much they charge for a park pass. And how about all those souvenirs, the hats,
yep,
the lit Mickeys, the Christmas tree lights that light up that you wear as a necklace? I mean, it's a cash powerhouse, Disney.
And there's a lot of Disney fanatics out there.
Yeah, you know, we went last week for a day to Disney because look, this time of year, go there after dark. This time of year, it is unbelievable. It's a small world that's got everything inside dressed up for Christmas. The castle is dressed up for Christmas. The Christmas parades. There must be a million lights at Disneyland this time of year. It really is the Magic Kingdom. So emotion would say to me, I got to own the stock. But the app says it's just an average stock. And I'll tell you, my biggest problem with Disney, the growth rate going forward is only 6%. What has the growth rate been over the last 5 years? Let's just take a look at that. I see 16% on my Market Smith.
Yeah, 16.
And they're slowing down to 6%. That's a problem for me, okay? So, and that's one of the big reasons why it's ranked number 1,295. Okay, well, let's take a look at PPI. That's the Producer Price Index. Hey, is there a little bit of inflation wafting through the air? Is that inflation I smell wafting through the December air? The November Producer Price Index, which is a measure of inflation, was the highest year-over-year increase in 5 years. And I do see that the 10-year yield is ticking up here this morning to 2.40%. Man, I'm bearish on the bond market. I'm even more bearish this year as we get ready to flip the corner onto a new year than I was at the beginning of this year. How did my bearishness work out this year on the bond market? What did we say yesterday? The bond market was up year to date, Stephen?
It was like just a little over 1%, right?
It's exactly right. And, you know, I checked another. We checked IEF, which is the 10-year ETF, which you can buy. And I checked another one, AGG, which is the aggregate bond market.
Oh,
it's up 1% over the last 12 months. So I think I gave you pretty good advice on the bond market, and I'm putting out even a more dire warning this year. Not only are you going to continue to see underperformance and a wide gap between the bond market and the stock market, but you're going to see negative returns coming in the bond market. There's my prediction number one. Stephen, you got a pen in there?
I got a pen.
In the Carlsbad Studios, would you write down Gunderson prediction number one from the Gunderson father and son team? Number one, the bond market will have a negative return in 2018. Take that, all you asset allocators. All right, number two, not a prediction. Bitcoin is strong, but the action is in the alternatives. Stephen. We need to look into Litecoin. We were looking at that yesterday.
I was okay. I told you about it 2 days ago. It was $164, and today it's $370.
Yes. Well, Litecoin. Okay, when you download the app, all of you out there, if you
I have Coinbase. Download Coinbase. That's the best app.
Okay, we're going to have to come up on a break here, but when we come back, I want to talk about the Coinbase app and the three cryptos that we're going to follow, and I also want to tell you about the SEC warning. This is rare that the SEC would warn on cryptocurrencies. Very important when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, for the average investor, the only way to get exposure to Bitcoin without, and I'm not saying to get exposure, I continue to avoid it. I don't like it myself. I don't know. I think of Holland tulip bulbs when I think of Bitcoin. All right. Now, having said that, Mr. Stephen William Gunderson, would you take a look at GBTC today, the chart?
Yeah, let's check
it out. Is that an awesome chart?
I know, that's pretty crazy. That's nice.
GBTC, if you're an investor and you got an account at a discount brokerage firm, GBTC is the Bitcoin Investment Trust. What is it ranked in the app today, by the way? We have it in our Best Stocks Now app, GBTC, which is an exchange-traded fund. It's hitting 2020 today.
Yeah. It's ranked number 587.
Okay, it started the year at 152. And from 152 to 2020. So look, if you got some money that you were going to take to the horse races today or put in the lottery or take to the roulette wheel or put into the slot machines, GBTC is $2,000 per share. And that is the way, I guess, that the average investor can get exposure to Bitcoin. Having said that,
in a brokerage account.
Exactly. Now, the other way to do it is through can you do it through the Coinbase app?
Yeah, you know, I've played around with it just to learn it. And you can buy Bitcoin directly and Litecoin and Ethereum directly from your bank account or a credit card. So you can invest that way as well.
A credit card?
Yeah, but they charge a big fee, so you don't want to do credit card.
Can I spin the roulette wheel on my credit card?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I bought a little bit of Litecoin and Bitcoin a couple weeks ago just for fun.
Okay, this is your secret little... Your wife doesn't know. I don't know.
Just for fun. Not a lot. Oh, just tiny.
Okay.
Bit. Just to see. Well, I want to know how it worked.
The 12-month return on Litecoin is 8,000%.
Yeah, I don't. I'm hoping for that to happen again. I don't know if it will, though.
It's tripled since last Thursday.
It's doubled since Tuesday or Monday.
And Ethereum is 25% higher since last Thursday, and its year-over-year move is now 6,260%. That's Ethereum.
It's crazy.
Now, by contrast, Litecoin's up 8,000%. Ethereum's up 6,260%. Bitcoin is only up 2,050% year over year.
Only? Gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah. Cryptos have no doubt made many rich, but the Bitcoin community, it's bad form to show any sign of wealth. Now, why would that be? It's because Bitcoin is an anti-establishment move. Is that not right, Stephen?
That is correct.
Yes, Bitcoin is like voting for Trump.
Yep.
It's anti-establishment. And that's one
secret
of the reasons why you're seeing this big move. Now, let's take a look. Let's cross the street to the dark side, okay? The SEC has issued a warning to investors on the dangers of putting their money into cryptocurrencies. Do you think that the Treasury sees Bitcoin as a threat to the U.S. dollar?
Absolutely. And the more that institutions like that are going to attack Bitcoin, the more popular it'll get, probably. Because like you said, anti-establishment.
anti-establishment. It's an alternative currency. Now, here's the quote. Here is the million-dollar quote of the day. This is where I stand. A guy who's been in the business for 22 years, a guy who's seen IPOs come and go, a guy who's seen dot-coms come and go, here's what the chairman of the SEC says. This is where Bill stands. There are tales of fortunes made and dreamed to be made, said Chairman Jay Clayton. Here's the money line. We are hearing the familiar refrain, this time is different. Okay? Mm-hmm. So in other words, this is a bubble that's going to go forever. I heard that in 1999 and 2000 with the dot-coms and the IPOs. I heard that in 2006 with real estate and single-family homes and new housing tracts camping out overnight with dreams of selling that home, three or four months down the road with $100,000 in equity that was created from thin air. I've seen this story before. And even though, it's passing me by in the fast lane, should I listen to the Winklevosses? By the way, they were on Bloomberg this morning. I heard the Winklevosses. We saw them on, Fox with Liz Klayman yesterday?
Yeah, and they were on CNBC, too, yesterday.
Okay, so the Winklevosses are making the rounds. The Winklevosses are big supporters of Bitcoin. They have a lot of money in Bitcoin. I'm going to listen to the SEC. I'm going to repeat this once again. There are tales of fortunes made and dreamed to be made, says SEC Chairman Jay Clayton. We are hearing the familiar refrain, this time is different. And he's saying, you know what? It's not different. It's the same old, same old. There's going to be a lot of money lost eventually.
Yeah. So make sure if you're investing in it, don't be afraid, Don't put money in there that you would miss if you lost it.
Yeah, and here's another scary thing. I've heard of people taking out money out of their homes because, look, our real estate's up. Yeah, we've done well with our real estate. And there's been a lot of money made. And there's people taking money out of their homes. They're taking HELOC loans, home equity lines of credit, and buying Bitcoin.
Ooh. Gosh,
this has every mark.
I would not do that.
This has every sign of a bubble, a massive bubble to me. Okay, let's talk about a real stock, all right? Check out our Boeing today. Look at that chart. You know, that's almost as good as the Bitcoin chart. We're now up 60% in Boeing since we bought it. Okay, we're not up 6,000%. Had we bought Litecoin, but this is legit, okay? Boeing pays a 2% dividend. This is a shout-out to all our folks and listeners up in the Seattle and Tacoma area who we love. We were just there a few months ago. We'll be back when it warms up just a little bit, maybe March, somewhere in there. Stephen, you ready to go to Seattle with me?
Yep.
Okay, all right. Boeing, home to Boeing. Look at that chart. Here's what Boeing has done. Here's what they announced. They're raising their dividend by 20%. That's a big raise. That means it's going, if they're paying, the dividend is probably about, if it's a 2% yield, the dividend's about $6 a share. So that means they'd be raising the dividend to $7.20 per share. Yeah, that puts the forward yield at 2.42%, and they're increasing their repurchase program share by $18 billion. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Bitcoin Boeing Show. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and sidekick Stephen Gunderson. Stephen, can you give us a little update there? How's the market doing right now?
Let's see. The Dow's up 106. The Nasdaq's down 5. S&P's up 4.
So we're back to that kind of a bifurcated market here with the Dow stocks. You know what it is today? Look, we just talked about
Boeing.
The stock that's driving the Dow. It's Boeing.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't realize that. I've had people write to me emails at the end of the day and say, how come my account was down today and the Dow was up? Well, look, we own probably half the stocks we own are probably NASDAQ stocks. And there's been many days here in the past couple of weeks where the NASDAQ's been down, but the Dow's been up. And conversely, most of this year, the NASDAQ was up when the Dow was down, right?
Right.
So, but what's the headline that you hear on the TV every day? Look, when you go listen to your local news, when you listen to the national news, they're giving the Dow. The market, the Dow was up 100 points today. What they don't say, it was one stock. It was Boeing, which is a huge component of the Dow. Boeing is up $8.25 per share today. Now, we do own Boeing, so we are participating. We own Boeing in two accounts. We own Boeing in our growth, premier growth portfolio. I know we're up about 60% since we purchased Boeing. I can still remember the day when I was sitting here, and this will lead to my next story. I was sitting here in my office, and I was going through the database, and I got to Boeing. And it was time to update the target price on Boeing. And I entered in the new numbers, the 5-year growth rate, which can you look that up on the app real quickly? What is the 5-year growth rate going forward? I can do it, too, on Boeing.
Let's see. We got 14.7.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's now 18.9, so we need to update that in the app. I need to download that whole file. Boeing's 5-year growth rate going forward is expected to now to be 19%. So that illustrates one point. When that growth rate goes up, now this is the consensus growth rate coming from the analysts that cover Boeing. When that growth rate goes up, guess what's going to go up? The target price is going to go up. Because when you extrapolate out earnings at 18.9% versus 14.9%, you're going to get a lot higher earnings 5 years from now than what you had prior to that.
Right.
Now, Boeing is expected to make $11.09 next year. If we extrapolate those earnings out at 18.9%, 5 years from now, Boeing would be making $22 per share. Now, we're going to watch that closely. We're going to update that every so often. But as of now, when you take that $22 per share and use a reasonable multiple, I get a target price on Boeing right now of about $450. I remember the day when I upped Boeing's target price considerably, and I said, you know what? You got to own the stock here. Not only did I buy the stock, wasn't Boeing the first options play that we did?
Yes, it was.
It was, and I made a lot of money in that first option. Our three options plays now are in trouble. We have till January on two of them. This points out the real diciness of options. If the market turns against you like it did here over the last couple of weeks, especially in the tech stock, and you've got some options, that's why options are the same as Bitcoin. I only use money that I can afford to lose, right? I'm still up like on my options this year, I'm still up like 600-700% since I began. But I was up at one time about 1,500% or 1,000%. So I gave it a little back here, but I'm still way ahead of the game for the year. Anyways, I remember upping the target price considerably on Boeing and saying, you know what? Not only do we need to own the stock in our income and growth portfolio. Okay, let's compare Boeing with Disney. Disney pays a very similar type of dividend yield. But Disney is expected to grow by 6% per year going forward, while Boeing is expected to grow by 19% per year going forward. That's a big difference for a growth investor like Bill Gunderson and Steven Gunderson. We prefer growth at a reasonable price. And in addition to that, you know, the pay ratio is decent, and it pays a decent dividend. But when that target price goes up considerably like it did, that's almost an automatic move for us to buy the stock. Is that not true, Stephen?
That sounds true.
I think every time I make a major upgrade to a company, I call you in and I show, look at this. Look at these new numbers. Can you believe this? Now, having said that, let me give you an example of what I did yesterday. I came upon a stock that we own as much of as we own Boeing. We own it not only in our income portfolio, but we own it in our growth portfolio. We did own it in our income portfolio. We did own it in our growth portfolio. Now, it works both ways. Yesterday, I checked one of our holdings, Analog Devices, ADI, which is a semiconductor company, and I updated the target price. I said, okay, ADI just reported earnings. The earnings estimates for next year remained about the same, $5.60 per share. But guess what? The five-year growth rate got cut in half by the analyst. It went from 15% to 7.4%. I don't own very many stocks that are expected to grow by 7.4%. I'm usually at the 15% or better area going forward. I redid the numbers. We had a target price, a five-year target price on ADI, Analog Devices, of $175 per share. I took it down to $125 per share. I lowered the five-year target price by $50 per share. That is a major revision, not upwards, a major revision downward. And what did we do to the stock?
Sold it.
We sold it. Why would I own a company? Well, look, the Winklevoss twins will be on Fox Business in about 10 minutes here. They're making the rounds, aren't they?
They are. They're selling it.
They're the Bitcoin billionaires. Well, we'll see how long that billionaire status lasts. Anyways, we lowered Analog Devices. We dumped the stock. Now, if you're a live trading subscriber, I sent out an email alert right when I sold the stock, and I said I am unloading a semiconductor position and I give you the reason why, because I think that's important for you to know why I'm selling the stock. Not just the fact that I'm selling the stock, but why I'm selling the stock. You know, you talk about the online trading academy and all these guys that supposedly teach you how to trade. I've never met anybody that has made money by going, and they've spent thousands of dollars. You know, for $89 a month, not only are you getting my buys and sells live in real time, but you're getting lessons why I do the things that I do. Now, when we come back, I went a little bit further into my database yesterday after I made the Analog Device sale. And guess what? I found a financial stock that I upgraded significantly the target price. And what did we do with that particular stock, Stephen?
We bought it.
And I see that today it's ranked number 59 overall. So you know what? There may be some reason why you're seeing some rotation out of the semiconductors into the financials. I didn't rebalance yesterday just to rebalance. But what I noticed is just one of my holdings, just one, one of my semiconductor holdings, I lowered the target price considerably. And at the same time, I revised the target price and raised it upwards considerably in what? A financial stock. When we come back, we'll talk about what I did to a financial stock and why it now replaced the semiconductor stock. We own this stock in two of our portfolios, both the income and growth portfolio and the premier growth portfolio. Another lesson, when to buy, it does one on when to sell. When we come back, this is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. Bill will be here shortly. He is just...
I am here.
Yeah, there he is. All right.
Hey, I am here. I had a little Tesla story here before I talk about the financial that I upgraded and bought yesterday. Tesla had a pretty nice move yesterday. And as you know, I haven't been a real fan of Tesla stock. You know, Elon has to, but that is a great chart. Are you looking at Tesla's chart today?
Yeah, it's breaking out.
It's breaking out. Okay. All right. So, anyways, Tesla semi truck was spotted out in the wild yesterday. Electrek points to an Instagram footage of a Tesla semi out in the wild. The video reveals the likelihood that the semi's battery pack is located on the bottom of the truck, according to Fred Lambert. Shares of Tesla yesterday were up 3.9%. I see they're up 2.4% today on elevated volume. They traded as high as 328 today, and I've been talking about that support level at 300. You're now well above that. This is a move that has technical traders buzzing, like me. You just said it's breaking out. Well, we have more news on Tesla today. Pepsi has ordered 100 Tesla semi-trucks in a bid to lower fuel costs. The company plans to use the electric trucks for snack and beverage deliveries within their 500-mile range. Reuters calculates the total number of publicly disclosed Tesla truck reservations is now at 267. I thought it was more than that. I thought somebody else had ordered a bunch of trucks from Tesla. But anyways, that's why you're seeing this jump here in Tesla stock. What is Tesla ranked in the app right now, just for fun?
Let's check it out.
Then we'll do this financial stock.
Number 1,021.
Sorry, you know what? Look, I got to stick to my guns. I use the Best Stocks Now app to buy and sell stocks, and I will not buy a stock that's ranked number 1,021. So that's just the way it goes. We've poo-pooed two stocks today, Disney and Tesla. This is how the Best Stocks Now app helps guide me and separate the wheat from the chaff on a daily basis. You know, I was just thinking, for $89 a month, the live trading is not only live trades, but it's a lesson and a teaching and a learning experience. But if you don't have the time to devote, Stephen and I, when the market closes or when the show is over, we've already been involved in the market for 1 hour before the show. But until the market closes, I have my game face on. You know, this is important business. And if you don't have the time to do that from the time the market opens, which you're on the East Coast, it opens at 9:30 a.m., it closes at 4. If you're on the West Coast, it opens at 6:30 a.m., and it closes at 1. If you're in Hawaii, you really got a problem, all right? Well, we have our game faces on while the market is open. There's no distractions. There's doors closed, there's focus, there's concentration on what we're doing. If you want to do that and you have the time, then you might want to consider becoming a live trading subscriber at $89 a month. If you don't, I talked to somebody yesterday. He says, I let emotion just kill me on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. Then hire us to manage your money, to take the emotion out of it, and to have us focused on the market for 8 hours a day instead of you being focused on the market, so you can enjoy the grandkids, so that you can enjoy your retirement, so that you can enjoy your occupation. This is our occupation, full time. All right, one more story, one more lesson for today. I was going through my stocks yesterday. I got to Ameritrade. I check Ameritrade because we own it in the income. And, oh, look at that chart today. Well, it was better. It's settling down a little bit. Ameritrade, yesterday I was going through it. Let me just pull up the actual numbers here of what I did. I raised my target price considerably yesterday on Ameritrade because they recently reported earnings. And we have new numbers. We have a new number for next year, which is now, I believe, $2.93. Let me check that. That's actually went up a penny today, $2.94 is what they're expected to make next year. The five-year growth rate went from about 14% to 20%. Now, my theory is the analysts have put the numbers to their purchase of Scottrade and found that to be an accretive acquisition, meaning that it will add to the bottom line. What is Ameritrade ranked today in the Best Stocks Now app, young Steven?
Number 26.
Number 26 in the Best Stocks Now app. All right. That's pretty darn good. All right. And I revised my target price from, I think, $85 a share to $96 per share. We now own Ameritrade in our income portfolio. We own it in our premier growth portfolio. It pays a dividend yield. And how does the chart look, young Steven?
Looks very good.
Very good. All right. So there's a lesson on when to buy, when not to buy, and when to sell, all in 1 hour. How about that? We did it.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, as we come to the end of today's show, I'll be headed for South Carolina, Charleston, to be more specific, later today. Tomorrow I'll be in the Charleston office, and Stephen will be here in the Carlsbad office, and we communicate with each other throughout the day. I'll have my game face on in Charleston. I'll be doing my portion of the show from there, while Stephen holds down the Carlsbad Studios. If you'd like to talk to us, listen, we're getting ready to turn the page on a new year. If you've been too emotional this year, if you have any bond exposure whatsoever in your portfolio, more than likely, if you're with one of the big firms, you have a lot of bond exposure. Bonds were up 1% this past year. Next year, I made a bold prediction. You're going to see negative returns in bonds. Do you really want 70% of your retirement in the bond market? Well, I believe that dividend-paying stocks like Boeing, which now up 50 or 60% since we bought it, Ameritrade, stocks like that that pay dividends, and that are tightly managed by an active manager, not a passive manager, an active manager. We have our game faces on from the time the market opens till the time the market closes. Or if you'd just like to play along with the live trading, you can do that too. The website, GundersonCapital.com, the phone number, 855.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.